Are you doing any work or do you have any thoughts about some of the mechanisms of side effects and toxicities that have been seen with bevacizumab, particularly the hypertension?
Hypertension is very difficult because in order to get markers for that, are the patients treated or not treated, and how good they are treated. If they are effectively treated with antihypertensive, you would see it much less effective. So we have not done any hypertension or any CNS side effects. What we have done is for cetuximab for skin toxicity, because we were interested in that, can we predict skin toxicity? Because that is one of the best surrogate markers for outcome. We don't need molecular markers for cetuximab. We wait 3-4 weeks and we know what the likelihood of it is. And we know now the principle of concept was presented at Istanbul too at ESMO in the EVEREST trial when patients had no skin toxicity with cetuximab and increased the doses and they reached skin toxicity, they were more likely to respond. So you can reverse that, which is a very interesting proof of principle trial. So we looked at that because we were very interested, can we predict? Now, there are two things we've kind of got across. One is that when we looked at COX-2 expression, which was associated with skin toxicity. Now, the level of COX-2 may play a role in the EGF receptor pathway, but it plays also a role in the angiogenic pathway. There are interesting data from Raymond Du Bois in Vanderbilt, where he combines a COX-2 inhibitor with an EGF receptor TKI and has significant synergism in animal models, in colon cancers. So there may be something. I think COX-2 may be an important gene in this pathway, which has been overlooked and dramatized by the side effects in the chemoprevention trials. The other fact which came to our attention is that when you look at the skin toxicity of cetuximab, you see typically the acne, the folliculitis. But on long run, you see this erythema. You see really this skin inflammation pattern. Now, when you're a big fan of ADCC, you could postulate that some of the effect and skin rashes and erythema and inflammation is induced by ADCC because this interaction includes a lot of cytokine release leading to erythema. I try to correlate that, but the problem is in these clinical trials, the quality and the extent of the erythema is not very well captured, as you can imagine. So I think that is one of the reasons, and I'm not saying this is 100% correlated, but I think that would be an interesting thing to look because I think the acne is not the major issue. I think it's the long-term skin erythema and the patches which seem not to go away in some of the patients.
It's fascinating.